Hey friends, we're live at the Les Brown Institute Fall Certification. I encourage all of you who are speakers, trainers, and coaches to join the Les Brown Institute. He's the greatest motivational speaker in the world. If you need to, you can reach out to the CEO himself, Matt Winen. Please do so if you want to take your speaking to another level. If you want to be certified by the master, join the Les Brown Institute. All the information is in the show notes. Jonathan is my friend. He is my real good friend, and I'm grateful for Jonathan. And he has one heck of a story, let me tell you. The guy's paralyzed, but you'll never know it. You see him and you no longer even see the wheelchair because of his energy, of his attitude, of his mentality. He's one of the world's top motivational speakers. He personally knows Les Brown. I mean, the guy's just ripping it up. And if that wasn't impressive, he's the only paralyzed guy that you will ever know walking in the gym. I know. Sounds weird. Spectacular. Listen to his story. He'll tell you himself.
First, I want to share just a story with you real quick. There's this old rich Texas man, right? This guy got a lot of money. He got a lot of land, this old rich Texas man. And he's having a party at his house, right? And he got caterers walking around with food. He got a live band and swimming pool. And he got a whole bunch of people at his party. And on one side of the house, there's a swimming pool with everything you don't want to come in contact with. Alligators, leeches, piranhas, and all the kids line up around the pool. The rich Texan come out and he say, whoever jump in the swimming pool and gets to the other side, I give you 5,000 acres of my most prime real estate. And if you don't want that, I'm gonna give you $10 million in cold hard cash. And if you don't want that, you can have my daughter's hand in marriage. And if you marry her, you're gonna have all this in the air. No sooner did he say that, there was a splash in the swimming pool. This guy swam so fast, I'm talking about broke the world record, no one ever gonna beat him. And as he comes up out of the swimming pool, they come over to congratulate him. And Texas says, well, son, is it 5,000 acres you want? He shook his head, no. He says, you want the $10 million in cold hard cash? He shook his head, no. He says, so you want my daughter's hand in marriage? And he shook his head, no. He said, well, what do you want, son? He said, I want the name of the kid who pushed me in the pool. I mean, that's what life is, though. Laughter, right? Now I want to share a story with you that's a little more intense. You guys heard the story yesterday about me, right?
Yeah.
Well, when I woke up out of that coma, as soon as I woke up, first thing my eyes opened up to was my grandmother. And I was so excited because I had just seen my papa. He was a big fish. And I wanted to tell her, and when I went to speak, I had this pain in my throat. I had a tracheotomy, I wasn't able to talk. And I laid there for 2 weeks when they told me I was paralyzed. When they told me this stuff, I laid there for 2 weeks and I wasn't able to talk. And the only thing I was able to do was think. And my imagination. My imagination that I walk again. My imagination that I was not gonna be helpless and hopeless. That was all I had at that time for 2 weeks. And I was a real good point in my life because it was able to show me how important imagination is. You know, Einstein said in one of his famous quotes, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination will take you everywhere. And in the business that we're in, we're speaking with people. We're going around the world. We're sharing a message of hope. Having an imagination of specifics. What is it you want to do? When I speak to people on the phone, I ask them, what's it look like for you in 3 years? And they say, well, you know, I just want to be happy or just anything. I'm going to tell you, anything's going to get you anything. But specifics. I want to be on a stage with red carpet, big speakers, opening up for Les Brown. You know, having specifics of who you're speaking to. Real important to get to where you want to go to. Another quick story. And this is just, it's so important. I get excited about it because our imagination is the beginning of all of our thoughts that we put in a place to create. It starts in our imagination. And there's a time in our lives for me that I traded it off for imagining the positive things, and I started imagining the negative things. Started imagining why I don't deserve it, or why it shouldn't be for me, and why I'm not going to be able to get to where I want to be. And then when I got this process and I was able, it started by changing my input. I had to start changing my input. I went from the television to books. I went from the negative people to people like you with goals and dreams. Negative music to motivational tapes. And when I started doing that on a daily basis, programming my mind, putting this stuff in, my thoughts and my imagination started going to the positive. Well, Jonathan, you can do this. Jonathan, we can go and speak to people. No matter that you were a drug addict, no matter that you were a felon, no matter you have no high school education. And these were the things I was able to start creating. And then getting to the specifics, I'll share another story with you. So I lived with my grandma after I got out of the coma. I went to her house, and when I tell you I was paralyzed, I needed help with everything. Things you don't want help with, believe me. And I would lay in bed, and every morning my grandma come in about 7 o'clock in the morning, and she'd help me get dressed. I wasn't able to sleep with clothes on because it would leave pressure sores, so I had to sleep with no clothes on, and she would come in and she would dress me. She would put my shorts on, she would put my socks and shoes on, but every time my grandma would lean over, she'd come back up, oh my God, my back, right? And it used to make me really sad. So one night, I made sure I put all my clothes right by the bed, my shoes and everything. About 4 o'clock in the morning, my goal, I had a specific, I wanted to get dressed. I wanted to get dressed. So I had that specific. About 4 o'clock in the morning, I grabbed one leg and I pulled it all the way to my chest and I put the shorts on. Grabbed the other leg, I pulled it all the way up, put one side on, and I started shimmying them up. The same thing, I put my sock on and my shoes on. And now I'm looking at the chair, right? I'm never supposed to get in the chair by myself. I needed help. But I had a goal. I wanted to live by myself one day. I wanted to do something. So I looked at that chair and that fear, right? My thought, threw my legs over the bed and boom, leaped for it. And I made it.
Yeah.
Now I'm fully dressed, right? I'm excited. I gotta tell grandma. I gotta say, Nana, look what I did. And I go and tell my Nana, right? And you ever tell somebody something and they're like, well, I knew you could. Excited. She said, well, I knew you could. But because I had that specific, because I started right there and I went after that, today I'm able to live by myself. I take care of myself. I wake up every day. Every day I get up and I put a suit on and I come here. Now, what? I'll share one more story with you. Actually, maybe two more.
Tell us.
So, starting with this, right? I live by myself. January 1st of this year, I moved out of a halfway house. Let me share with you. Mm-hmm. I was in a drug treatment halfway house. I called myself an addict. And nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying I did at this time. And I moved out, got my own place. And this is where the input started really changing. I started really programming myself. And I would wheel to the gym. And I'll tell you, when I say specific, let me share a goal with you. It's something I got from Earl Nightingale, and it's really, really, really important to have a specific and control your thinking. Earl Nightingale, Les Brown says it too on stage. He says, write your goal on a piece of paper, and he said, write on the back, asking shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking the door will be open. Right. Everyone who asks receives it, right? He said, think about it 30 days. He said, think about it morning. As soon as you get up, think about yourself doing it. Noontime, think about yourself doing it. Nighttime, anytime a negative thought comes in your head, think about doing this. So I did it. And I just moved out of January. I did this like at the beginning of March. And I would go to the gym, right? My very first time going to the gym, I was wheeling the gym. I was about 130 pounds. My hair was down here. And there was big people walking around. They had no sleeves on. I'm talking about big, pretty girls walking around. And here I go wheeling in. And that fear kicks in, right? First, the imagination kicks in. I said, man, if I could only get on that, I could make my legs pedal. Let me get on that bike. If I get over here, I can bench press. I get the chest going. I look like him, right? And then the fear kicks in. That fear says, well, Jonathan, what if you fall? You get hurt. Don, what do you go to the bathroom on yourself in front of all these beautiful people, right? The last thing it said, Jonathan, you want to live with yourself if you don't try. Right? Shakespeare says our doubts are traitors that make us lose the good we often might win by fearing to attempt. So I started doing this.
Can you repeat that again?
Shakespeare says our doubts are traitors that make us lose the good we often might win by fearing to attempt. So I did. I made that attempt. Today, I pedal the bike. I don't even use my hand. I'm talking about my legs will pedal. I was at the gym at 6 o'clock this morning, right? 6 o'clock in the morning, I was pedaling around this world. Get it? Standing up. I'm benching 235. Come on. I couldn't do that when I walk. So I'm in the gym, right? I'm in the gym about beginning of March. I'm in the gym and I'm pedaling. I don't have a job. I just quit my job at selling health insurance on January 1st. I quit my job. I didn't find it very ethical. So I got no job. I'm collecting $733 a month in Social Security. My rent's $600, right? I'm living on very little. And I'm in the gym and I'm listening to Les Brown. And I'm listening to him. As I'm listening to him on the bike, he says, how many tapes you listening to? How many books you reading? How many seminars you going to? Right? And I'm like, shoot, I'm listening to tapes, I'm reading books. I said, seminars, I don't even know where they're at. Where they are. No sooner did I hear this, a guy comes up to me, hands me a ticket, said, would you like to go to this? And at the time I was reading, I was like, sure, what is it? Because at the time I was reading this book, it says five essentials to a fulfilling life is open-mindedness is one of them. Right? So I'm like open to whatever. Right? It's an introduction to a seminar. And so I go to this seminar, and the ticket says $625. I said, well, man, I know I can afford that, but the universe is calling me, right? So I go to this seminar, and they ask me to enroll. I said, I can't do it. I don't have the money. But they ask me to go out to eat, so I go out to eat with these guys. And I tell them my story, and they're like, did you enroll? I said, no, I don't have the money. They said, is that all that's keeping you? I said, yes. And three of them chipped in and paid $625. Wow. And I got my goal, and I'm looking at my goal every morning and night. And no sooner, like right after I started this at the beginning of March, I went to this big festival. It was a recovery festival. And I went to every table, and I pulled out the little piece of paper. Some of you got it. And I handed it to him and said, hey, I got a story to tell. I'd love to come and share it. Right? And as I did that, now I'm going to seminars, and this one place calls me to speak, and I'm speaking here. And then another place called me. I get to go and speak. And every morning I wake up and I get on my laptop and I look up Les Brown's website. There's a phone number and an email address, right? So I call the phone number. I say, hey, let me talk to Les. He said, who was this? I'm like, it's Jonathan Nolan. Like, you don't know him. Right? And they're like, what do you want? I said, I got a story to tell. At the time, I didn't think it was that funny. I had no idea that a lot of people called. At the time, I had no idea. And they said, I said, well, leave a message. And every day I would do that, and I would send a testimony to his email. And one day I look at my phone and there's an app and it says, how would you like to work for less? And I fill it out, I'm not thinking anything of this. And I'm coming back from speaking engagement and I get a phone call and it's Al DeSordo. And he says, how would you like to work for less? I said, work for him, I like to work with him. I told him my story. Al don't know nothing about me. I'm telling him my story. This is the deal. Next day, about 12 o'clock, I get a phone call. Al puts Les on the phone. Les says, man, you a lot easier to get older than the president. I said, you a lot harder. And I came in here, I got the job. Right? And so I started working here. Now, I'm speaking at places. I'm going to seminars. I'm close to Les. And this was my goal for 30 days that I thought about. It says a successful motivational speaker. Right? All I did was think about it.
Right.
I didn't put any of these key variables together. I didn't add any of it up. I thought about it and I went after something.
That's right, man.
I started memorizing quotes. Right. I started doing the things that they say.
That's right.
You know, and I get it. You know, a lot of people deal with circumstances in their life. You know, the money. If I would have said to myself, well, I don't have the money to go to this seminar, so I declined the offer to go in and see what you have to offer, I would have never got that opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. And if I would have came in here and said, well, I have no high school education, I have felonies, you know, I would have shot myself in the foot before I ever started. Mm-hmm. Same thing with getting out of the bed and living by myself today.
Yeah.
George Bernard Shaw says people are always blaming their circumstances for who they are. I don't believe in circumstances. Once we get on this world, look for the circumstance they want. If they can't find them,
they create them.
Yeah. And this is what I do on a day-to-day basis. I create the circumstances I want. And it's just like anything in life. When people say they don't have time for something, it's because they're not willing to create the circumstances they want. I get up at 4 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, so I can get to the gym by 5:30, 6 o'clock. I create what I want so I can get what I want. Mm. It's the same for anything. And us being in this field to go and share a message with people, you're going to run into a lot of people that are living circumstances. Like, it is so real for them that they don't got enough money. They don't got enough time. They grew up with a bad background. These circumstances are so real. That is going to be like smacking them with a 2x4 to get them to understand they got control over it. Like, it is real. And I say this because I dealt with a lot of you on the phone to be enrolled. You know what I mean? So, I just want to share with you, I'm an ambassador here. And I'm here for all of you. A lot of you have my personal number. And if you want, you can get it. If you have any questions about what the Institute does, Oscar, and this information, Bobby can tell you, this stuff here can change your life and many others. You have everything you need to do it. It's getting out of that comfort zone, coming in the front of the room, going to that person saying, look, this is what I got to offer. You know, another big thing that helps me out through life, hold your head up high, put a big smile on your face, because your dreams live in you. They do not come alive without others. Mm. They live inside you. They will not come alive without others. So holding a smile on your face, saying what's up to that stranger, going and saying hi to somebody you don't say hi to. Real important. That's where these opportunities arise. That's where they all come from. So with that, in my life, as you can see, right, I have my own business called Possibilities in You. Because I say, if this is possible for me, what's possible for you? Right? What's possible for you? So thank you, guys.
Yeah. Rock it, bro. It's amazing, man.
Hi, guys. I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, is powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book, it is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book, and if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Nobles, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.